Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the romantic operetta, The New Moon, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest star, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, in the role of the Lady Marianne, you will hear the lovely Metropolitan Opera star, Dorothy Kirsten. I am Robert Misson, who sailed to romance and high adventure on a ship called the New Moon. New Orleans, the year 1791. I stand in a tavern with a group of patriots who, like myself, had fled to escape the vengeance of the King of France for daring to whisper the words liberty, equality, fraternity. We were planning a new colony, an island colony, where we would all be free.
How will we get to this island, Robert? There's the rub. How will we get there?
We set sail tonight, Philip.
Tonight?
Yes. Tonight? We will commandeer a ship that is in the harbor now, loaded with supplies. Ready to sail with the tide. My friend Philip and several others among you are already members of her crew. The New Moon.
But the New Moon is a bride ship, bound for Martinique.
Well, we need brides to set up a colony, don't we?
We do.
Think of it, men. A new colony, a free colony for the brave, the strong, the stout-hearted. Are you with me?
I am!
I'm going along!
Good!
Me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. Then there's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. Hearted men can stick together, man to man.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more.
Oh, shoulder to shoulder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. Nothing in the world can halt a moral plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man.
Yes, I remember men's faces reflecting the glow of the word liberty. And I remember one woman. I was her bondservant. And though she had never guessed it, I was also her slave. She was giving a masquerade ball that night in honor of one Monsieur Ribaud, who had been sent to New Orleans for the express purpose of returning me to France to face the fate of one who dared to stand up for human dignity. He did not know me by sight, and so I decided to put on a mask and costume and have a dance with the Lady Marianne to hold her in my arms for the first and the last time.
Have we danced before, monsieur? There is something about you that seems... And yet, if we had danced, I'm sure I would not have forgotten you.
We have danced together only in my dreams, Lady Marianne.
So, you are a dreamer, too.
Ah, are you a dreamer, Lady Marianne?
Oh, monsieur, All women are dreamers, and they all dream the same dream.
One kiss, one man to say goodbye.
In the garden. I remember how I walked beside her, knowing that the hour was almost midnight, thinking, how can I leave you? How can I leave you? And then remembering that this was a stolen hour, that I had a rendezvous with a ship, and that Lady Marianne, if rumor was to be believed, was engaged to the captain of that ship. But still I walked beside her, reluctant to relinquish that stolen hour.
How beautiful it is out here in the garden.
Look at that moon, Lady Marianne. A new moon. Turn around and wish over your left shoulder.
You too. There. What did you wish?
What men always wish for. The impossible, the unattainable. What did you wish for?
I think the same as you.
Let's pretend that we've walked here every night for, say, 4 months.
Why 4 months?
Because then... And then you'd surely know that the things I want to say to you are not just the pretty compliments one pays a lady at a ball.
What are the things that you would say, monsieur?
My heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone.
I know the truth of your story. I must believe what I see.
Someday love someone from somewhere. They'll come one.
One who will tell the same story that you tell me.
Wanting you every day.
Gain my quest.
Friends are men, so like me.
Robert, darling.
Marianne, you know?
Oh, Robert, this evening when Monsieur Ribot told me that one of my bondsmen was a nobleman, I knew immediately who it was. You are Robert Misson, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I am Robert Misson.
Men, seize this gentleman.
Thank you, my Lady Marianne. Thank you.
Monsieur Ribot, what does this mean?
It means, your ladyship, I am in your debt forever. You have helped me capture one of the most dangerous men in New Orleans, Robert Misson.
Monsieur Ribot!
Congratulations, mademoiselle. You made a fool of me, and you used my love to betray me. But you just may have betrayed yourself as well. Goodbye, Mistress Marianne.
Robert, have you forgotten?
Come, Monsieur Ribot. I am your prisoner. Follow me, men, and be careful that he doesn't escape.
Robert! Robert!
In this world you are all.
We'll return for the second act of The New Moon in just a moment. Today, as rearmament gets underway, our railroads are speeding up their program to meet the nation's growing need for transportation. Part of their program sounds like this. Those are the sounds of a railroad repair shop, where freight cars are repaired or rebuilt in a matter of days or even hours, and then sent on their way again to carry America's defense material and the thousands of different things which we all use in our daily lives. Yes, America's freight car repair shops are mighty busy places these days, for railroad men know that the quickest way to increase transportation capacity within limits is by repairing cars as quickly as possible. So today, the railroads have more men at work repairing these cars. More hours are being devoted to the job in order to keep every available car rolling for our nation's defense and commerce. What's the result? Well, for example, on February 1st of 1950, when there was a surplus of freight cars, about 8 out of every 100 cars owned by the railroads were awaiting repairs. But by the end of 1950, that number had been reduced by more than one-third. And today's figure of only about 5 cars awaiting repair out of every 100 owned is being brought still lower. What's more, the railroads have ordered 124,000 new freight cars. And at the same time, the railroads and shippers working together are putting more tons in a car and more cars in a train, loading, unloading, switching, and moving cars more promptly, tightening operations all along the line. Yes, in car repair shops and in every other part of their plant, the railroads are on the alert and at work to meet the increasing transportation demands of the rearmament program and the nation's commerce. And now here is the second act of The New Moon, starring Gordon McRae as Robert Misson, and his guest star, Dorothy Kirsten, as Lady Marianne.
Monsieur Ribot took me on board the New Moon, ordered that I be thrown in irons, and went to bed. When he awakened the next morning, we were at sea, and Philippe notified him that the captain of the New Moon wanted to see him.
Misson. What are you doing in the captain's quarters? Where is Captain Duval?
I am the captain of the New Moon now, Monsieur Ribot. Captain Duval was regrettably detained in New Orleans. Sudden accident. Something fell on his head.
Why, you pirate, you bandit, you...
Every member of the crew is a follower of mine, Monsieur Ribot.
We are bound for an uninhabited island in the Caribbean, where we intend to set up a colony.
A colony in the Caribbean? And what do you intend to do about the Lady Marianne?
The Lady Marianne?
Yes, she's on board this ship.
That's impossible.
Captain Duval brought her on board. There's been an understanding between them for some time. They plan to be married in Paris on this trip.
Oh, I see. I couldn't believe that Lady Marianne was on my ship. I loved her and I hated her so much at that moment that I couldn't tell where one stopped and the other began. I went up and left to look for her. And there she was, standing by the rail. She was singing, and as I stood there listening, those few moments, she never knew it, I was once again her prisoner.
The sky was blue.
Marianne had finished her song, and I slipped back into my cabin unnoticed. She had betrayed me to Captain Rebo. Well, she'd been caught in her own trap. Her fine lover was back in New Orleans, and she was on the New Moon bound for the Isle of Pines. During that long voyage, we didn't speak one word to each other until the day before we landed, when she stormed into my cabin.
Captain Misson!
What? Oh, the Lady Marianne. Well, this is an unexpected surprise. I hardly expected you to come to my cabin.
I have been told that we will land in the morning.
That is quite true, Lady Marianne.
I am also told that you have given orders that every woman on the ship is to marry as soon as we land.
That is also correct.
And may I ask, whom do you expect me to marry?
Why, anyone you choose.
Thank you very much. It must make you feel very triumphant to have won your revenge against a woman, Monsieur Misson. You are completely contemptible. Good day, Monsieur Misson.
Goodbye, Lady Marianne.
You'd better forget that dream, Robert.
Yes. Yes, I know, Philip.
Love came to me, gay and tender. Love came to me, sweet surrender. Forever, forever. feeling into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends the story softly as in an evening. The light that gave you glory will take it all away.
The next morning, the new moon landed at the Isle of Pines. And as the months went by, we put our dream of democracy into practice. We built our cabins, the men married. And the Lady Marianne remained the one unmarried woman on the island. One night, Monsieur Ribot called at my cabin and insisted that I go with him to talk to Marianne. I went most unwillingly.
Monsieur Ribot, I do not know why you have come to my house with Robert Misson, but...
Nor do I, Ribot. Lady Marianne and I have nothing to say to each other.
Now, wait. First, let me tell you a story. A story particularly important to me because I am the villain of the piece. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a man danced with a girl at a ball. He kissed her. They fell in love.
Monsieur Ribot.
Monsieur Ribot, yes. That's the name of the villain. An aristocrat, a most despicable fellow. It was he who led this young man to believe that the girl had conspired in his arrest, when all the time that same girl was ready to move heaven and earth to save him.
Ribot, is this true?
Please. What is the use of telling him now?
Marianne, I told Robert that you came on board the New Moon to go to France with Captain Duval and marry him there.
You did that?
It isn't true.
Of course it isn't true. I came on board to try to help you escape.
Oh, Marianne.
And now, at the very moment when the boy and girl thought they were hopelessly apart, they find themselves together on a moonlight night with only one wish. That the extra gentleman should say goodnight. And so, good night.
Marianne. Oh, Marianne, darling.
Oh, Robert.
For a moment, I couldn't understand why Ribot had brought Marianne and me together. But I soon learned it was just another of his tricks. A trick to get me out of the way until the officers of the French Navy could land on the island and take me into custody.
There he is, Captain. Arrest him. Robert Misson wanted for murder by the King of France.
Not by the King of France, monsieur. There is no King of France.
No King of France? No King of France?
On the 14th of July, a new flag, the tricolor, was raised over our country. France is a republic. Those of you who wish to remain here under Governor Misson may be citizens of the new republic. Those who wish to follow Ribot and the other aristocrats to the guillotine may fall in line.
I, an aristocrat, I, citizen Ribot.
Are there any other aristocrats on the island?
Only this one, who is my promised wife.
You are to be his wife, mademoiselle?
Yes, citizeness Marianne Misson, his wife, his follower, and his love.
Marianne.
I remember every little thing you used to do. I was lonely.
Look, darling, the moon is new. Turn your back on it and wish.
Oh, my darling, I have everything I could wish for now.
The moon was new, the blood was old.
you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Kirsten will be back in just a moment. And thanks to Gerald Moore, Joe Vitale, Charles Smith, and our entire company for their fine performances in New Moon, with book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, Frank Mandel, and Lawrence Schwab. Music by Sigmund Romberg and adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. You know, it takes a lot of freight cars rolling day and night to carry the great bulk of America's military and civilian goods. And that's why the railroads have speeded up the repair of freight cars. And that's why they've asked for enough steel to build thousands of new cars. The railroads are expanding their capacity all along the line so that there may be no lack in rail transportation, that basic transportation which is so essential to all of us. And now here again is lovely Dorothy Kirsten. Dorothy, there are a lot of superstitions about a new moon, but I found out tonight that a new moon with Dorothy Kirsten is just about the luckiest thing that ever happened to a show train.
Well, thank you, Gordon. And as long as we're on the subject of moons, did I hear somebody say something about a cow jumping over one here next week?
Well, if you go one line farther back in that nursery rhyme to the line that says the cat and the fiddle, you heard right, Dorothy. Because that's our show for next Monday, The Cat and the Fiddle.
Oh, sure. And your guest star is going to be that fine young soprano, Frances Yen. Well, sir, I'll be listening. Well,
thanks, Dorothy, and join us again real soon, huh?
Thank you.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready once again to pull out. And so until next week, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
New Moon was presented by special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Voice of Firestone stars Jerome Hines and it's Ezio Pinza later on NBC.